Thank you, Brother Hall. I appreciate this opportunity to be here. It's a joy to be here in the service and enjoy the blessings of God. Amen.
Amen.
And hear the preaching of the Word of God. It's been good. I like it, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. We need preaching. I appreciate this church and this pastor, and they're having this meeting and all that they do to make it possible. Amen. And you pray for me tonight, the Lord might help me to be a blessing, be a help to you tonight in the service. Amen. And I just wonder tonight how many are here, maybe unsaved. And, you know, I'm not asking you tonight if you've made profession of faith. And I'm not asking you tonight if you've been baptized or catechized or Christianized or galvanized or whatever. I'm asking you tonight if you've been saved, been born again of the Spirit of God. Over here on this side, hold up your hand. If you know that, without a shadow of a doubt, put your hand up and keep it up there. Let me look at it tonight and see over here. Thank you, and put them down. Over here in this middle section. Amen. You know you're saved. You know you're saved. Keep it up there just a moment. Let me look around here a little bit. Amen. All right. Well, that brother there finally got his hand up. Amen. I didn't know he was going to raise it or not, but he finally got it up. Thank you, sir. Over here on this side. How many of you know you've been saved? You've been born again of the Spirit of God. Amen. Heaven is your home. Amen. Well, praise the Lord tonight. Amen. It's good to be saved. There's nothing better and nothing greater than being saved by the grace of God. And I've been coming here every year for a long time. And I always enjoy coming here. It's always a blessing. Amen. I like it. Don't you? Praise the Lord. I hope tonight that no one will grieve or quench the Spirit of God. Amen. And probably tonight, some that raise their hand, you're probably just as lost as you can be. Amen. Amen. I know a lot of times people do raise their hand, say they're saved, and they don't know God. They don't really know the Lord. Imitation sometimes. Preachers have them bow their head and close their eyes and ask them if they're, you know, they're saved and all that. They raise their hand. They don't know God. Amen. But if you're saved tonight, I praise the Lord tonight for that. But if you're not saved, it's a good time, a good place to get saved. And I'm glad I can tell you tonight that God is still in the soul-saving business. Amen. That's the main thing, amen, for every saved person and for every church is to get the gospel to a lost and a dying world. Amen. We need that in these days we live in, don't we? Amen. Well, a lot of things I'd like to preach tonight, and this is really called a mission revival. I'd like to preach something in regard to that. But I just want to obey the Lord tonight and preach what God wants me to preach. If you look tonight in the Bible, over in the Gospel of Luke tonight, I want to read a little bit right here on this portion of the Word of God. And I did not really know that I was going to preach tonight until just a moment ago. Amen. I was kind of hoping maybe I wouldn't preach tonight. You say, well, don't you want to preach? Yeah, I do. Amen. I really do. I thank the Lord tonight for the privilege to preach. But I appreciate the pastor giving me the opportunity to preach. When so many other preachers are here, they could preach a lot better than I can preach. Amen. And I'd like to hear you preach. But I thank the Lord God give me the privilege to preach tonight. And I don't preach like you do. And some of you, I don't believe like some of you believe either. Amen. 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 That's exactly right, buddy. Amen. I do believe the Bible. I do believe the Bible, don't you? Amen. A lot of it I don't understand, but I still believe all of it. I believe all of it's the Word of God. I believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God. Amen. I believe this right here has got inspiration on it. Don't you believe the one you got inspiration on it? Amen. I believe it's not only inspired, but I believe it's a preserved Word of God. And if God hadn't preserved His Word in this Bible we have tonight, my dear friend, then inspiration don't mean a whole lot to us tonight. Amen. Thank God we got inspired and preserved Word of God. Amen. Praise the name of God. I can say a little bit about that tonight, but I don't want to take time to do it. I want to read in the book of Luke tonight, if you'll find a place right there. And I want to read tonight in chapter number 15. This is a scripture that a lot of people are acquainted with. And I read beginning in verse number 11. The Bible said, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?" He said, "I will arise, go to my father, and will say unto him, and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. He said, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servant, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found," and they began to be married. Now you bow your head and pray for us tonight while we pray. Our Father, we're thankful tonight for the blessings of God, the privilege we have to be together in church. We're glad, Lord, one more time that has come to Island Ford Baptist Church to be here with this good pastor and the people who have been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for all they've done for us through the years. I pray, Lord, you help us tonight now, dear Lord. You know my need. You know my heart. Dear God, I pray you bless me and breathe upon me tonight to preach your message in your precious and divine word. May our Father, it be a help and a blessing to people that are here tonight. I do not know, Lord, why that you would have me to preach this message tonight in this revival, mission revival. I don't know, but I believe this is what you have for us tonight at this time. And I pray, Lord, you take it and bless it and apply it to our heart. I pray you'd cast down every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. We'll thank and praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to try to preach a while tonight by the help of the Lord on this subject and this thought. And that is a great homecoming. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, this boy found his way back home, aren't you? Amen. Well, I want to try to be as quick as I can tonight and get through here as quickly as I can. Don't want to take a lot of time because I want to give all the time I can to Brother Blue to hear him preach the Word of God. Amen. But I'll just mention these things and try to say it as quickly as I can tonight. Hope it'll be a help and a blessing to you. First of all, tonight the Bible says here in verse number 11 that a man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Give me the portion of goods that falls to me," and he divided them his living. Now, I don't know why tonight, my friend, that God said that in those verses. He had two sons, and he said it was a younger son. Now, why did the Lord say that? Amen. He didn't have to tell us that, did he? He didn't have to tell us why it was a younger son, but he did tell us that. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly why, but I have thought about this. You know what? Sometimes in a family, if there are more servant children in a family, a lot of times there's a tendency on the part of the parents to let up a little bit on the younger children. Amen. They're not quite as tough on the younger ones as it were on the older ones sometimes. Now, that's not always true, but sometimes I know that it's true sometimes. Amen. But he says he was a younger son. Amen. And I appreciate the young folk tonight. Isn't that a blessing to hear him saying amen? Praise God tonight for that. I think it'd be pretty good for a lot of us tonight. We'd probably wish that we're back in those years, like they were tonight. Amen. But I mean, those years are gone forever. We'll never get them back anymore. Amen. But here tonight, I believe the night this man left home, amen, how old he was, I don't know, but he must have thought he was a man, amen. A lot of people think they are when they're not, amen. But I say tonight, he must have thought he was a man. He was ready to get out from his father's house, and the Bible says he left home, amen. I want to say this tonight, I've said it before maybe a time or two, but I want to say this tonight. You young folks tonight, my dear friend, for some of you, you better not be in too big a hurry to get out of your daddy's house. Because I'm going to tell you something tonight. For a lot of folk tonight, friend, the best house they have ever lived in was their father's house. Amen. Amen. Well, let me move on tonight. Amen. Now here we see this man left his father's house. Amen. And I believe he had a rebellious heart about him. I believe he had a rebellious spirit in his heart. Amen. We got a lot of that in this damn time we live in. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the world today. It's in homes. It's in churches. Everywhere you go today, friend, there's a lot of rebellion against things. Amen. Nobody wants anybody to tell them what to do. Amen. Amen. They rebel against that. And this young man here, I believe he had in his heart there was some rebellion against his father. Amen. But I tell you what, my dear friend, you know, this man's rebellion, my friend, put him and took him into the far country. Amen. Amen. Furthermore, I want to say tonight, his rebellion, dear friend, caused him to spend all that he had. Amen. Now, he didn't intend to do that when he left his father's house, but it wasn't long gone until all his money was gone. And my friend, his rebellion, my friend, put him in the hog pen, amen, down yonder in the hog pen. Can you imagine tonight, a Jew, amen, feeding hogs for somebody else, amen. What about that tonight? Well, let me say this tonight, my dear friend, we see his rebellion caused him, I believe, to leave home. But you know what, my friend, when you rebel, there's going to be a day and a time of reaping. Amen. Now, it is true tonight, friend, that we do reap what we sow, in that right? And nobody can deny that. Nobody can get around that. Amen. If a man is an atheist or an infidel and says he doesn't believe the Bible, my dear friend, I'll tell you one thing. He does believe some of it. Because the Bible said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that atheist and infidel, if he's got any sense at all, he knows that's true. So he does believe some of the Bible anyhow, whether he believes or not, amen, don't he? Amen. Amen. So tonight, my friend, you see, the Bible tells us that this man did some reaping, amen. We're going to reap, my friend, what we sow, amen. That's always true. And the law of sowing and reaping, dear friend, can no man deny that, or no man can reverse that, amen. It's always been so, always is going to be so, amen. Now listen tonight, no man, dear friend, can rebel against his parents or against God, amen, without reaping the sad and the tragic consequences of that. Amen. 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 And I'll tell you right now, this is sad and tragic, but there are a lot of young folk today. And I'm not picking on young people. I'm just telling you what it is. A lot of young folk today got a lot of rebellion in their heart. A lot of adults got rebellion in their heart. Amen. I'll tell you something more than that. There's a lot of church people got rebellion in their heart. They rebel against God, rebel against the Bible, and they rebel against the men of God. I'm going to tell you right now, my friend, if you rebel against the church and the men of God, you got some real big problems, amen, that you need to deal with them. Amen. Amen. That's exactly right. And there's a lot of that in this country that we live in today. And people in the church a lot of time, they rise up against the men of God. You know why? Because they got a rebellious heart. They got a rebellious spirit in the heart. Amen. Yes, sir. So I want to say tonight, dear friend, this man, he done some reaping, amen. Then the third thing I want to say tonight, we find here his repentance. He got tired, my friend, of the country out there in the country and feeding in the hog pen, amen. He got tired of that, amen. You know what the Bible says when he came to himself? And I just wonder a lot of times when a lot of folks won't wake up. I just want a lot of time when folks, my friend, are going to come to themselves. Amen. Amen. And I know this to be a fact tonight. I've seen this a lot of times. You know, a lot of people, they don't ever come to themselves until they hit the bottom. Amen. They don't ever wake up until they hit the bottom and get as low as they can go. Then, my friend, that's when they come to themselves. Amen. This man, dear friend, he was not really thinking right because the Bible says when he came to himself. Amen. Amen. So we find tonight his repentance. Amen. I thank God tonight that he did come back home. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that he did repent of his wrong. Amen. You know what? We need a lot of repentance going on today in this time we live in. Isn't that right? I mean, somebody done preached about that in these services here. But my friend, we need to do some repenting today. Amen. And somebody said, well, repenting, you know, is for unsaved people. Yes, it is. But they said repenting is not for saved people. Repenting, my friend, is for everybody. Amen. Unsaved people and saved people need to repent. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I still repent a lot of things. Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, if you don't repent, you're not going to be right with God no how. To be right with God, my friend, you have to repent of your wrong and your sin. Amen. Amen. So we find this man here, my dear friend, he repented. Amen. Notice tonight, my friend, down here in verse number 17 where I read, the Bible says this. Let me find it right here if I can. Verse number 17, the Bible says this in this verse. And when he came to himself, and he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? He says, and I perish with hunger. This man got hungry. Amen. Amen. Listen, you know what, my dear friend? People not hungry for God this day and time we live in. I mean, they don't desire God. They don't desire the things of God today. Amen. There's no thirsting for the Lord today. Amen. But listen, you know what? When people get thirsty, they're going to find something to drink. Amen. By the way, do you know why that there's not much thirst on the part of sinners today for God to get saved? It's because the saints of God are not very salty. Amen. We're not very salty because, you know what? Salt, my beloved friend, causes people to be thirsty. Isn't that right? Amen. So if we were more salty than what we are, there'd be more thirst for God than what there is. Amen. Other folks in our churches, they don't have much thirst for God themselves, much less for anybody else. Amen. Well, tonight, you see, he had a thirst there for God. Amen. Well, thank God tonight for that. When he repented of what he done, he got out of the hog pen. Amen. Amen. He didn't stay down there where he was. When he repented of his wrong and saw he was wrong, he was ready to get out of that place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And somebody said, when he got down there in the hog pen and he came to himself, he dropped the pail, jumped the rail, and my dear friend hit the trail and went back home. Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord tonight for that, my friend. Listen to this. I want to say the next thing is this. You see the return, his return. He did go back home. He remembered, my friend, the father's house. Verse number 17, I read that verse. He said, how many hired servants of my father's house bread enough and to spare? I perish with hunger. Here is a son, beloved friend, that was faring far worse than what the hired servants were faring back home. Amen. Now, I tell you, a lot of saved people today, they're living, beloved friend, below their privilege by a long ways. Amen. Amen. We're not enjoying a lot of things that we could enjoy if we just be right with God and get our hearts right with the Lord. Amen. Isn't that right? Well, nonetheless, today we find he did go back home. He remembered the father's house. Amen. He said, I'm down here in the hog pen. I'm perished with hunger. And the father's back down in the service of my father's house. They got a lot. They got food back yard indeed. Amen. I'm about to starve down here. Amen. He found out it was better back at the father's house than it was in the far country. Would have been a good thing if he had known that before he ever left his father's house. Amen. So tonight, you see, he did return. Thank the Lord today for that. I told, I believe it was Brother Brown today out there when we were eating the noon meal or whatever it was. It was after 1 o'clock, I guess it was. But anyway, we were talking there today. And you know, I don't use the word backslide very much. Now, you do, and I know what you're talking about. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The word backslide is not found in the New Testament. Amen. I said to him today, all those people that come out of Egypt, and they come across the Red Sea on dry ground. The Lord parted the waters of the Red Sea for them to come across. They went across on dry ground, did they not? I want to ask you something tonight. How many of them ever went back to Egypt? Not a one. Now, I know a lot of them died in the wilderness, amen, after they got out across the Red Sea. I know a lot of them died in the wilderness, amen, but not one of them went back to Egypt, amen. And God parted the waters for them to come out of Egypt and come across the Red Sea. He parted the waters for them to come out. But hey, he wasn't going to part the waters for them to go back across. Now, I tell you tonight, my friend, God's not going to make it easier for you, beloved friend, to get out of fellowship with God. Amen. There's a lot of folk today that are out of fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. A lot of them in the far country today. Amen. Well, he returned, thank the Lord today for that, because he remembered back there at his father's house. Amen. You know what? When he's down yonder in that far country, everything was a sin. Go home, young man. Go home. Home is a pretty good place. Amen. Somebody said you can go home when you can't go anywhere else. Home's a good place. Amen. It ought to be a good place. A lot of them are not a good place, but thank God there are some of them at a good place. Everything was sent to that young man down yonder in the far country. Go home, young man. Go home. Amen. Well, let me say a little bit about that here right quick. First of all, his head was telling him to go home. He knew in his mind, in his head, my friend, that he needed to get back yonder to his father's house. Amen. Furthermore tonight, my friend, his heart was telling him to go home, young man. Go home. Furthermore tonight, my dear friend, his hunger was telling him, go home, young man, go home. Amen. He's pressing hunger down there. And his hunger was telling him, go home, young man, go home. Then thank God, heaven, my friend, was telling him, go home, young man, go home. Listen tonight, if there's anybody in this service tonight, and my dear friend, you're out of fellowship with God, you're not right with God, you're not in the will of God, I tell you tonight, my friend, heaven is saying to you, it's time you come back home, amen. Come home, amen. Furthermore tonight, you see tonight, thank God, those old hogs down there. And there he is down there eating in the hog pen. Amen. I mean, down there with that old bunch of dirty, rotten, stinking hogs. Amen. Don't you know, my dear friend, the Bible says he is eating the husk that the hogs ate. Amen. Now, I don't know whether you know anything about hogs or not, but I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know a little bit. Because when I grew up on the country and the farm, we used to have some hogs. And we'd feed those hogs. And you know when those hogs get down there, and we call it a trough, you know, they get down there and eating the food, you know. And, you know, they're just eating and a grunting all the time, amen. Eating and a grunting all the time. Isn't that right now? I mean, those hogs just eating and a grunting all the time, amen. And there that young boy is down there, my dear friend, in the midst there, and old hogs, amen. And you know, hogs, they'll try to push one another out of the trough, and they'll bite at one another because they're so greedy, my dear friend. But that young man down there in that trough, those hogs eating down there with him, and every grunt, you know what? Every grunt of the hog said, go home, young man, go home. You got no business down here in the hog pen. Amen. Thank God tonight. I'm glad, thank the Lord, my dear friend. I'm glad the boy found his way back home, glory to God, aren't you? Amen. Let me hurry along here tonight. Well, I want to say this tonight, my dear friend. Home, dear friend, was telling him, come home, young man, come home. Backyard of his father's house. He was looking for him. He was waiting for him. He believed that one day he would come back. I told Brother Brown today, we were talking about backslides a while ago. You know what? If a person's been saved and then they, it's what people say, they backslide. I'm talking about a real born-again believer. And they do what people call a backslide. Listen, here's one thing that characterizes, my dear friend, a real backslider. If he's a real backslider, listen, he will come back. He will come back. And if he don't come back, the Lord will take him out. That's true. Now, I tell you what, if he gets out there and never comes back and God don't take him out, he's not a backslider, friend. He needs to get born again. He needs to get saved, amen. That's what I believe, amen. I believe that. I believe that's right. Amen. Listen, tonight. Well, he come back home. Come back home. Now, let me ask you this question tonight. How long was this young man gone from his father's house? How long was he gone? How long was he gone? Well, the Bible don't tell us how long he was gone. He don't spell that out to us, amen. But I do believe this night. I believe probably that it was probably a custom in that day when that boy left home. The very day he left, the father said he'll be back one day. He'll be back one day. The day will come when he'll come back home, amen. And so the day the boy left, that father, you know, he stalled that calf, young calf, amen. Put the calf up, and he did what people say, he stall fed the calf, amen, all that time that the boy was gone from home, amen. Amen. Now, I'm asking you tonight, how long was the boy gone? Well, I'm going to ask this question tonight. How long is a calf a calf? It was a calf when he left. It was still a calf when he come back. And I know this night, friend, that a calf is not a calf forever. I know that. Because we used to have some cattle, and the calf, you know, the calf is born. They're a little calf, and they grow a while, and they call them a calf. But after a while, you know what? You don't call them a calf no more. You know what they call them after they get out from being a calf? You know what they call them then? They call them a heifer. Isn't that right? Yeah, I know that's right. And if you read, I'm not going to read it tonight. Maybe I ought to, but I don't think I will. But over there in the book of Isaiah, in chapter number 15 and verse number 5, the Bible talks about a heifer right there. A heifer, he says, of 3 years old. A heifer 3 years old. That meant that heifer was 3 years old. It didn't mean it had been a heifer for 3 years because heifer don't stay a heifer for 3 years. It meant that heifer was 3 years old altogether from the time it was born until then. It was 3 years old. Amen. So what I'm going to say tonight to you is this. What I understand tonight, that boy was gone from home less than 3 years at the most. People get out of the will of God, get out of fellowship with God, then they're going to stay that way forever, buddy. And you and I have seen people leave the house of God, leave church, amen. By the way, most of the people that I have seen leave church, listen now, they left out of the will of God. Most of them, I said, I've seen leave the church, they left out of the will of God. And you've seen the same thing, you preachers seen the same thing. I tell you what, I'm going to just throw this in right here. If you ever leave your church, you better be sure you leave out of the will of God. Because if you leave in the will of God. If you leave out of the will of God, my dear friend, you're asking for trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, you leave out of the will of God, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have more trouble than you want. Amen. So this boy, my friend, the camp was put up when he left. And my dear friend, still a camp when he come back. Amen. Praise God for that. Well, I want to say to you tonight, my dear friend, the next place I want to say that the boy not only returned back home, he was gone probably less than 3 years, I believe. Amen. And when he was down there in the hog pen and he came to himself, he rehearsed down there what he was going to say to his father when he got back home. He said, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to say to my father, he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Just make me a hired servant. That's all I want to be. Amen. Now, wait a minute. I heard one fellow preaching, and I'll tell you that in a little while. But listen, you know, he rehearsed what he was going to say. But you know what? When he went back home, he didn't get to finish what he said he was going to say. The father cut him all short, amen. Isn't that right? And he didn't get to finish what he was going to say. Now, look here. He remembered, amen. He remembered his father's house. And he remembered the father's servants back yonder. And notice, my friend, he was a son. Wait a minute now. Don't call me what some people would say. I'm not going to say what I did. Don't call me that. Because that's not what I am. But I'm going to say this. Not according to this Bible. According to this Bible right here tonight. You'll have to agree with this. When he left, he was a son. Isn't that right? Was he a son when he left? He was a son all the time he was gone. He was a son when he come back. Isn't that right? Don't call me a Calvinist because I'm not a Calvinist. Amen. But the Bible says he was a son when he left. He was a son when he was gone. He was a son when he come back. Amen. And some people say this scripture is talking about a lost person. Some say it was just what people call a backslider. Amen. And you can preach it either way, as far as I'm concerned. I got no problem with that. Amen. Whatever God wants you to preach about it, just go ahead and preach it. Well, let me preach it the way I believe it, okay? Amen. You give me the same privilege I'm going to give to you when you preach about it. Amen. 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 Well, anyhow, he remembered there. Now, notice tonight, I said he was a son when he left. He was a son when he came back home. Now listen, here is a reception tonight. I got to hurry. Notice tonight, the father did not rebuke this boy when he come back home. He didn't say, you know, he didn't laurate him. He didn't rebuke him. Amen. The father saw him. The Bible says a great way off according to verse number 20. And when he came back home, the son, dear friend, confessed in verse number 21. He said, I have sinned. Amen. You know what? That's some hard words for some people to say. I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. We'll have to say that. We'll have to say that before we ever get right with God. Amen. I have sinned. Now we say, well, he sinned, she sinned, they sinned, but what about myself? Amen. He said, I have sinned. Amen. And I have too. And I'm not judging you, but I do know this. You have too. And there's no need to deny that, buddy. I don't give a flip who you are. You do wrong. Amen, preacher. Amen. And I want to say tonight, dear friend, he confessed his sin. He was willing, dear friend, just to be a servant. But no, he was a son. Amen. And the father received him with joy and with gladness. And he had compassion, the Bible says, and ran and fell on his neck. And the Bible says he kissed him. And that's in verse number 2 tonight. Notice in verse number 22. Let me read that verse right here. In verse number 22, the Bible says this. He said, but the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe. Thank the Lord. He said, bring forth the best robe. He didn't say just bring forth any robe, the best robe in the house. Amen. The best robe in the house. Listen, I believe God wants us to enjoy the best that God has for us. Most of us not doing that. Amen. But the father said, bring forth the best robe. Amen. Put it on him. It was a good robe. It might have been a new robe. It was a robe, my dear friend, that fit that boy. Amen. Furthermore, he said, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Amen. And then he says down here, he said, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand. Amen. And I believe that tonight my friend spoke of love probably. And then he says, and put shoes on his feet. Now, probably that boy's shoes was just completely worn out. I mean, he just had the one pair when he left, still had them when he come back home. Without doubt, that's worn out. And the shoes the Father had for him, thank the Lord, the Father, beloved friend, had a good pair of shoes. It was a pair of shoes that fitted. It was a pair of shoes that was comfortable to him. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Well, thank the Lord tonight for that. We can say more about that. But anyway, I've got to move along here tonight. He says, take the best robe and put it on him and put shoes on his feet and so forth. And we're going to kill the fatted calf. We're going to be married. We're going to have a time. Amen. Well, thank God it was a time of rejoicing. You know what? When people get saved, we'll rejoice about that. We don't do much of it. We'll rejoice about that. If people out there get our fellowship with God, get our church, get back in, when they come back and get right with God, we'll rejoice and praise God about that. Amen. Now, I heard one preacher 6 years ago. And there was a bunch of other preachers there. And I heard him preach one night. He had preached about the elder son, I believe it was. He said, they kill the fatted calf for the wrong son. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. No. They kill the fatted calf for the right one. Amen. Then after that, I heard one of those preachers that was there. He preached a message on that. He got it from the preacher that said it. He preached the same thing. He said, they kill the fatted calf for the wrong son. Well, I disagree with him too. Amen. I believe he killed him for the right one. Amen. And they rejoiced, amen, because the boy had come back home. Well, rejoice when people get right with God. Amen. And I heard one preacher not long ago. He's a good preacher. And he said, he's preaching about this right here. And he said, you know, when people get out and they come back, he said, well, not to make too big over that. I think we ought to rejoice about that. Amen. I think we ought to be glad for that. Amen. Praise God. The older boy, he would not go in. He wouldn't go in. He said, well, you never done all this for me. You never give me a kid for my friends. And the father said, son, he said, all that I have is yours. Right. What about the younger boy? All the father had left went to that elder boy because the younger son already had received his and he done spent wasted all of it. But my dear friend, the elder son, he still had his. And the father said, all that I have is yours. The elder son now is going to get all that the father had left because the younger son already got his portion. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. So they rejoiced. Amen. I thank the Lord tonight, my friend, for that. They kill, thank God, the fatted calf and rejoice and praise God. Yes, we still rejoice when people get saved and get right with God. Amen. I can say more tonight, but my time is gone. But may the Lord help us tonight. If you're here and you're not right with God, I hope that you'll get right with God before you leave these services. Maybe tonight or tomorrow, sometime or another, you'll get right with God. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, we've got a lot of folk today, a lot of people still going to church. You know what? They're far from the Lord. I say far from God. Well, maybe ought not to say that. Because you know what? We say, well, he got away from God. Well, if he's saved, he didn't get away from him. Isn't that right? If he's saved, then he'll get away from it because he lives in his heart. Amen. He may have been out here in the far country, but he's still in his heart. Amen. He may have been out of fellowship with God, but he didn't get away from God. He just out of fellowship with the Lord. Amen. So tonight, if you're here and you're saved and you're out of fellowship with God, not right with God, I hope tonight that sometime or other during these services, you'll get right with God. And if you're here and you're lost tonight without God, I trust and pray that you'll really get right with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You know what? If saved people in our church tonight really get right with God, Brother Hall, it'd be amazing what we could do for missions. It'd be amazing if we could do what we could do for missions. Thank you, sir.